This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on a bench. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4CBS to get on the bench. Ricardo is in Carolina tonight. And he's watching Carson Wentz light up the Panthers. They lead it 28-16. Carolina's on the move, however, with about 11 minutes left in the game. But, Rick, the Eagles certainly look better than the Panthers tonight.
Eagles look really good tonight, and Carson Wentz looks really good. And, you know, everybody's excited at 2-4-1 teams, quieted them down. This may go down to the last minute. I don't know. If they do drive now, there's more than enough time to get down to the last minute. I'm trying to keep one eye on the Cubs game, huh? What do you think?
Well, they just scored a run on a wild pitch, and Worth slid home. He's in, but it's 8-5. The Cubs are still up three runs with two outs and two on, runners on the corners with Daniel Murphy coming up to the plate. He's hit a home run tonight, so they couldn't have a better guy up than Murphy, the way that guy hits the ball and makes contact. So this is a huge at-bat. If they don't get more runs in this inning, I say they're toast.
Yeah, I've been watching it as well. And, you know, Montgomery's on. When he's on, he's on. And when he's not, but I guess we'll just have to see. But then if they get to Wade Davis, but it's been an incredible series. And the mood swings in this game seem amazing. I kind of wish I was there, but you can't be in two places at once.
Are you surprised at the failures of that market with the Capitals and the Nationals and what they've done in the postseason, which is a disaster? It's just a train wreck.
Yeah, well, it's the worst possible situation, which is first seed, best records, winning divisions, because what it does is it makes the regular seasons kind of meaningless, right? If you're not going to do well in the playoffs, why bother?
I mean, have you ever seen anything like it? Like, or even Cleveland in elimination games, like in those wipeout games, really at the end of the day, the Indians are just as bad as they are.
Yeah, I know. And the Indians winning, you know, the 30 almost, you know, you win 30 in a row and then you can't get out of the first round. So it's an interesting deal. And now the Dodgers will face a team that has a decimated pitching staff, having to go through what they've had to go through, either team, frankly. And then the Astros, we'll have to see what happens there. That'll be interesting.
How interesting would it be if the Yankees and Dodgers renewed their old 70s rivalries when they used to have those great, you know, Reggie Jackson battles against the Dodgers? I think it'd be great. Like, I don't think that's going to happen, but what would it be like for baseball and for television rights and for ratings and everything else if it did happen?
Well, it might happen, and if it's, you know, it's $8 billion a year that Major League Baseball gets from television, and not just television now, but, you know, advanced media and digital. And for the first time, you see that you have corporations that are sponsoring these different series. And so YouTube has officially signed on as the sponsor of the World Series, and so we'll just have to see how that all shakes out.
Wow, they're going to get flagged for roughing Cam Newton there. They just hammered him after what looked like a dead snap, and then they let him, the play was called dead, and they let the Eagles pass rush him anyway and slam him to the ground. I think they're going to get him for roughing. Let's go through the 15 to watch. The NHL season obviously underway, but the big story is the absence of NHL players from the Olympic Games in February.
Yeah, and, you know, you're beginning the season with a little bit of an asterisk on it. The Penguins trying to defend again after two. The Vegas Knights, the biggest story now ever, basically, the way they've started. But there are a lot of people that are saying, you know, what's going to happen during the Olympics? And Gary Bettman had travel issues. You had insurance issues. There are owners that want their players to come back in one piece. And, of course, what also happens now is you got China 4 years after this Olympics, and you may still have some of the same time zone issues as well as you do with Korea. So they've got to figure out how to keep the international awareness going. They've played a few games in China, as you know, and the NHL sees that as a great market, but they got to follow up with the Olympics.
So your boy Murphy hit a ball to the wall and just missed a home run. He drove in a run. It's 8-6, and now they've walked Rendon automatically, and the bases are loaded with two outs, and it's 8-6 Cubs. So a single ties the game. A gap shot gives the Nationals the lead. That's where we're at. So what did you think of the way the Knights handled their after the killings in Vegas at the Aldean concert, how they handled their business this week with that home game?
Tasteful, tremendous, positive, and, first rate. And, of course, four goals in the first period doesn't hurt either. And so, this is another example of sports healing everybody. And it's a big deal, and everybody was really, really happy they pulled it off the way they did.
They got out of the inning, by the way. YouTube has officially signed on as the World Series first presenting sponsor. What's up with that?
Yeah, well, Doosan is sponsoring the League Championship Series, Camping World as well, T-Mobile. So you got corporations that are sponsoring the series. It's just another example of companies trying to figure out how to give more money to baseball, and baseball how to get more advertising also. Good for them. They're going to get a whole lot of different sponsors involved in ways they didn't even before.
So Rick Harrell with us tonight in Carolina doing our sports business report. How about Aaron Judge? Tops in jersey sales, possible MVP, rookie of the year. He's something else, his fame, huh?
Yeah, especially when you strike out, four times in three games? But that has nothing to do with jersey sales. So only the second rookie to lead the league in jersey sales since 2010 when they did those rankings, Chris Bryant last year. And as you might expect of the top guys, the Cubs have the most representatives, Baez, Schwarber, Bryant, Rizzo. The bottom line, though, is of the 15 players' top jerseys, 14 are playoff teams. So if you win, people are going to buy your jersey.
What's going to happen with all these protests?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. The players and owners are getting together next week, and they're going to have a meeting to discuss the issues. And I don't even know if they have a solution, but if they do, it's a really good idea that players and management agree on something. It's going to make it a lot easier down the road to agree on the big issues. So whether they tie it to the national anthem, whether they have some separate ceremonies or celebrations, I think the meeting next week will be good for the NFL.
Do you think that it's hurting DirecTV to make them look like they're siding with Trump with giving refunds for the Sunday ticket package?
Well, that's what a lot of people say. And the bigger issue is, whether you believe that or not, this has become really emotional. I've never seen people, frankly, who have been so adamant on both sides. Either these are employees that just shut up and play, or they have a right to do whatever they want to. And either way, you're having people wanting refunds and wanting to give their season tickets back. That's one of the reasons why this meeting next week is going to be so important.
How about the NBA starting up their season, but the work they're doing in China?
Well, the Warriors are leading the way. So last year, the Warriors led the China market in jersey sales, and they led it in internet as well. They were there in 2008, 2013, but not like they are today as the two out of three defending champions. So even if they have a small piece of the market, it's still huge, how big that is.
So Tiger Woods is still moving the needle for Bridgestone Golf. In what capacity?
Well, I found it amazing because the guy hasn't swung a golf club. He signed his deal in December of 16. He's still increasing sales. And the chairman, CEO of Bridgestone, Angel Lilligan, says he made a good investment. And as long as Tiger is around in some context, he'll have a significant impact for Bridgestone. And they don't even have to have him play, which is a lot different than you would have thought. So my sense is that he'll be good for the game even if he doesn't play because he may not come back.
What's the direction of the Marlins now with Jeter and Sherman owning them?
Everybody around here is waiting down in South Florida. You know, they hired a baseball guy from the Yankees. A lot of the PR staff and other people from the Yankees or from the Marlins are trying to figure out whether they have a future here in Miami. And so the team still has some issues. What do they do with Stanton? What do they do to find some pitching? Jeter's all over the papers in South Florida, so we'll just have to see.
How about Topps? They're selling over a million Topps Now baseball cards these days.
Yeah, remember, you know, it used to be where we would get those baseball cards because that was a thing to do, and then for about 20 years nobody cared. But now they're doing event cards like Ichiro's 3,000th hit and the Cubs World Series last year and Cody Bellinger and Aaron Judge home runs. And so it's now, like, for example, Judge's 50th sold 16,000 within a couple days. So now kids are dealing with baseball cards again, and it's probably a good thing.
Back to the NBA, the All-Star game is going to be different this year.
Yeah, you know what they're doing? And what they're doing is they're trying to figure out how to get the format back and how to get it so people will like it. No more East-West. So it'll be captain's picks, 50% fan vote, 25 media, 25 players, just for the players, and then the captains choose. You know, it's an interesting idea, but you remember when the NFL tried that in the Pro Bowl? They went back to the normal deal shortly thereafter. We'll have to see what basketball does.
Who's the soccer guy now involved with Louisville Athletics?
Yeah, well, listen, Tom George was placed on administrative leave. You know, he's the guy who was the athletic director when all of this stuff is happening with Pitino and everybody. He's the operating partner at Southfield Capital, this guy. And so the stakes are high. The guy's got to display some excellent leadership and decisiveness during this really tough time for the university, because the university may be dragged under on this one as the FBI investigation continues.
What's the deal with the World Cup with the stadium that has the seats outside the stadium? What are they doing there?
35,000 seat minimum for World Cup. Russia has this iconic stadium. They said, well, you know, a lot of people stand and watch on the boards anyway, so let them stand and watch on the boards, but outside. And so they went along with it. There's still going to be a few games there. It's a new idea that's popular with the fans, even if it's not that big a deal in Russia. And by the way, World Cup is different than it was before because we ain't going. That's an interesting thing.
Yeah, you got that right. Time for the top tech stories of the week. The largest indoor high-def scoreboard, how about that, at The Rock in Newark for Devils games.
Yeah, and, you know, they got to do something, and this is a really good example. Can't wait to see it. It's going to be, you know, the biggest deal. The president of the company that put it in said 10,000 square feet of screen. It's bigger than anything that they've seen before. So you start something in Jerry Jones's house, and then you build it even bigger in Newark.
Snapchat and Under Armour are cooperating on creating an app in which the user can train like Steph Curry.
Yeah, and you know the bottom line of all of this is everybody is looking at these apps to try to figure out how to learn something themselves. And the deal is it's a video, and it'll drive fan engagement. And it's one of those things where the app means more money for the teams as well as the players.
And the NHL is using iPad video reviews available on team benches now.
Yeah, and this is another good example. You know, the NFL is doing that all the time now, and now the NHL is getting into it as far as high-tech is concerned. And so what we're going to see pretty soon is not only instant replay, but everything else is going high-tech with iPads.
All right, Rick, great stuff. I'll catch up with you. I'm going to try to – are you going to be around tomorrow? I can call you?
Absolutely, yep.
All right,
I'm around.
All right, I'll give you a ring. Enjoy the rest of the game. 28-23, Carolina down, 8 minutes left. Philly has the ball, and the Cubs are in business now. Two on, one out, up 8-6 in the top of the seventh inning of game five. Rick, thanks. Rick Haro, our sports business and legal insider on the bench. 855-212-4227. One of the problems I'm noticing about this game, lastly here, is that the Panthers cannot stop the Eagles from doing anything that they want.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
So I guess they're checking to see if the runner was out at first. Bryant looked safe to me. They were trying for the double play to end the inning. They didn't get it, and the Cubs played it another run. I thought Murphy's throw was late from second, and I think Bryant beat it easily, and it's going to be 9-6 in the seventh. You know, it's funny. The Cubs just keep scoring runs.
I think they're looking to see if the takeout slide was illegal.
Oh, is that what it is?
Because that's what they keep showing is the slide into Murphy, so I think they're going to look to see if it was out of the base path.
Safe. Everybody's... What is he saying? Call confirmed. He's out at second, and he's safe at first. The run scores. There was nothing to argue there. That's just a baseball play. The guy slid into him. It's what happens. So... they just keep scoring runs, and I got to tell you, I have absolutely no faith in them winning this game and coming from behind, even though they scored a couple runs the last inning. Do you believe it, that they're going to come back, Mafia?
I don't. I think if they were going to come back, they had to definitely not give up more runs. So that run by Mattson giving up there is a big one right there. I think that's a little extra cushion you need. Two runs maybe, three runs is getting a lot tougher now.
Can you even believe this, like watching this team? Can you even believe, seriously, how bad they are? That they just never win a big game. I mean, it is beyond me. I thought for sure today they would have showed up after the way they looked yesterday. 5-0 at Wrigley Field. How do you go home and look this tattered, battered, beaten, and lame? They look so out of it to me. Not only the team... but I'm just saying, this is just me. I think their fans look dead, too. They're sitting on their hands. They're just absolutely, you could hear a pin drop at that place.
Well, of course, once they lost the lead, it went right back to here we go again. And you just completely let down. I mean, I was with you. You know, it's hard to believe in this team. And I said that over and over. Whenever we're talking about this game, it's like, I shouldn't believe in them. I shouldn't pick them to win. But I just, they had the momentum. They were doing what they had to do. They played so well the last game. You figure they had to. They had the lead early in this game. They went down 1-0, come back at 4-1. You get a 3-run lead. You're saying, you know what, the way this series is going, there hasn't been too much offense. This should be enough. And then they completely blow it again.
So they're using 6 pitchers already. And Madsen's in there now. And they've used Gonzalez, Albert, Scherzer, Kinsler, Solis, and Madsen. And meanwhile, they've used the Cubs' 4 pitchers, Hendricks, Densing, Strope, and Montgomery. So there you go. As far as the damage caused in this game, Rizzo, Russell with 4 RBIs, Jay with an RBI. Bottom line is, Brian just drove in a run. That's all I know. So now this innings, they're going to the bottom of the seventh, down 3 runs. You got Murphy with a couple RBIs, Taylor with 3 RBIs. Murphy hit a home run, Taylor hit a home run. I mean, it is unbelievable. They've left 10 on base, too. The Nationals have left 10 on base.
And think about it, too. I mean, is there anything they haven't done to fix this team to get over this playoff flop that they've been going out, you know, through year after year and still cannot do it? They've changed managers. They've added offense with Murphy bringing in the bats like that, him and Wieters and these other guys. They've added pitchers and getting Scherzer and throwing money at him. They've fixed their bullpen with all the moves they made this trade deadline. They've done everything possible to fix that team perfectly and still can't get it done.
It's just crazy. It is.
That's just cursed if there ever is one.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that it's just absolutely in the history of the world will never happen for them. I mean, it is unbelievable.
Can they move them to another city just to get away from the curse? Maybe it's the Capitals rubbing off on them and they move them somewhere else.
They should be lovers with the Capitals. What do you think of this football game? Newton has the ball. throws it to McCaffrey. They got the ball at around midfield or so. I think they're a yard short of the first down there. It's going to be fourth down and one. You got to go for it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're way too far. You need a touchdown, so you can't think of a long field goal or anything like that, even though Cano is a great kicker. That's too far either way. You got to get it.
Have stopped them on every play in this game. The Eagles have stopped them on every play. That's 2 yards they're short of that first down, by the way.
Still got to go for it. I mean, you lucked out that your defense got that stop to get the ball back so quickly after your last touchdown because they've had problems all game. I mean, before they had a linebacker matched up on Aguilar in the slot and got burned for a touchdown. Like, they just have not gotten it done. So you can't trust them to make the stop that you need, especially with Kuechly out.
So even if they score, they're not going to cover. It was 3, right?
Not unless they go for 2.
Why would they? So that they go up 31-28?
Yes,
so
you're a full field goal ahead.
Would you do that?
It's probably what they will do, yeah. Because you want to make sure that they only tie you if they get the field goal. You don't want to give them a chance to win.
I don't even think they can get the first down here, let alone some 2-point conversion. The way Philly stopped them the whole game. Unless they give it to McCaffrey and he gets a first down. What do you think will happen here, Jay? Oh, look, McCaffrey.
That was my prediction. McCaffrey for the first down.
All right. Now they got it. First and 10. 3.5 minutes to go, so plenty of time to score at least 4 more touchdowns for each team.
Have you ever seen a running back that has been so valuable as a receiver? I mean, the guy never touches the ball in the backfield. He only touches it catching it. 10 receptions tonight.
McCaffrey.
It's all he does is catch the ball. He doesn't run it anymore unless it's like a trick play.
He looks so small to me out there. Here's your boy throwing it deep. I'm surprised that didn't get picked off.
Should have been picked.
Right?
In fact, the one time you threw it to a running back that you didn't throw to McCaffrey was the one that got picked off when Stewart dropped it.
Why is he going for the home run right now when he can just nickel and dime it down there and eat the clock and win the game?
Yeah, you go for the home run and get it right now, you end up losing anyways. Eagles go right back down the field.
Yeah, I think you should nickel and dime it right now down the field and eat the clock and win this game.
And the Eagles have 3 timeouts and the 2-minute warning, so they've got plenty of time.
And their quarterback has been an absolute badass tonight.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, if you need auto parts but can't get to the store just yet, head to O'ReillyAuto.com. No shipping costs, easy returns, and convenient pickup on your schedule. Shop your way for the parts you need at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4CBS. Friday night, you got Clemson, Syracuse. Go to PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up because I have more college games than anybody on the face of the earth. Everyone everywhere, Vegas or otherwise, they all know it. Saturday, TCU, K-State, South Carolina, Tennessee, NC State, Pitt, Georgia Tech, Miami. I love that game. Auburn, LSU, the Red River Shootout. You got Oklahoma and Texas, Utah, USC. PharrellOnTheBench.com is where you go for college football winners. Pro Sunday, New England, New York, Green Bay, Minnesota, Detroit at New Orleans, L.A. at Jacksonville, Pittsburgh at Kansas City. The Sunday Nighter is G-Men in Denver. Sign up at PharrellOnTheBench.com. You get every pick, every sport, every day. Get baseball through the World Series, every pick. Boxing, MMA, every fight card. Hockey picks, nightly, every game. Daily fantasy rosters, all for the ridiculous price of $35 a month. You spend that much on gas every day and food there, fat ass. Get my winners instead. You're going to love it. Hide the money from your wife. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up now. Mafia, by the way, all of the Dead Sea Scrolls have been up, right? So when did those go up? On Wednesday?
Yeah, they went up Wednesday morning.
Very popular. My picks are very popular. College, I do a top 20. I do every game on the board in Vegas. But then I rank my top 20 plays, top 10 in the top 25 games, and then a 10 ranked, 10 through 20, in the unranked games. And then I do a top 6 in pros. So just go to my website and you'll love it. Don't forget to get the I Am Scott Pharrell app as well. I think you'll dig that. It's just the greatest thing ever. It's free in the App Store. It's got everything on there, Mafia. It's got our social media tweets. It's got our Facebook. It's got old school videos. It's got studio videos. It's got a chat room. It's got Pharrellavision, which is the broadcast page. Go check that out. We're like a TV network. It's just the greatest thing ever. Get the app. It's free in the App Store. And just search the I Am Scott Pharrell app. All right, here we are. What are you mad about, Mafia?
Where the hell is Cam Newton throwing the ball the last couple, possessions here? The interception he had in the last one was 7 yards in from where his guy was. The one he just threw now was 10 yards over any of his receivers' heads. He's out of nowhere.
He's terrible. Still a minute 53 left, and they have the ball. But he's throwing the ball all over the place. His last drive, he threw a terrible pick.
Just kept trying to go downfield instead of getting the yards first.
Yeah, he looks lousy tonight. 9-6, 2-on, 1 out, worth it, the bat. Bottom 7 against Jose Quintana at Nationals Park. Now he throws over the middle again, short of the first down. It's going to be like 3rd and 1, unless they give him a crappy spot, which the refs do just about every time.
He's at like 49 or 50 attempts so far in this game.
I got no problem with that. It's just that he's not hitting any of them. So if Worth walks, it's 3-1 and Harper's up. Does Harper hit a grand slam?
No, because they're cursed.
Cursed.
Strikes out looking.
Oh, he threw the ball. It got batted away. Now it's 4th down. How bad is Cam Newton tonight? He just keeps throwing crappy passes, for God's sakes. Dude, you suck tonight. I mean, what is he doing? He walked Worth now. Bases loaded, 1 out. This is their last chance at glory. Their best players coming to the plate. I think the Cubs are basically almost out of pitchers, too. They're going to let Quintana pitch to him. Here's 4th down. I'm losing weight over here. There's so much action in here. He's under tremendous duress. I think he completed it. Is that incomplete or complete? They don't even know. They called it incomplete. Did he definitely not catch it?
It definitely bounces off the ground when you see the replay.
Yeah, that's incomplete. How bad is Cam Newton, for Christ's sakes? God, he was terrible tonight, dude. He needs to have a press conference and not talk about women. He needs to talk about how crappy he is.
I think he screwed himself up before that last touchdown because he went on that run where instead of just getting the yards for the first down and then getting first and goal and going out of bounds, he tried to leap over the defender and stick his arm out to still reach the goal line and the pylon, and then he didn't give it to him anyway, and he just came down hard, slamming out of bounds. He had the shoulder injury coming into the year after the surgery, didn't look right in the first couple games throwing the ball, got it back, but now, who knows, he might have hurt his shoulder again.
Yeah, this game's over. They're in victory formation, no timeouts left, game over. Philly wins it, 28-23. Here's Harper now for the world with 1 out, bases loaded. Lefty on lefty. Mafia predicts failure. Montenegro, what do you predict? Are you going to give me a prediction here with the bases loaded and Harper up? You got to hurry.
I think he's going to have a big hit.
There you go. Oh, right down Broadway with the fastball. He should have ripped that cheese. This Peterson's team's good, man. That Philadelphia Eagles team is good. They're legit this year for sure. I've seen them play now a few games. They look fantastic, if you ask me. They're the real deal.
Wentz has been incredible so far this year. 3 touchdowns tonight, no picks.
Their running game, their defense is maligned. They're 15th in the league. There's a drive! But he didn't get enough on it. It'll get a run in, though. It's not enough. He hit it. He roped it to center. It's 9-7. Not enough. They got to take advantage of this. That's their problem. They're not taking advantage of it. It's unbelievable. Their best guy comes up and ropes one out. He knows he blew it. He got a nice piece of wood on it. He just drove it right to the center fielder. That's the bottom line. If he would have hit that in a gap, they would have won the game. or tied it, right? It would have been, it was 9-6. It would have been 9-9 if he would have got that in the gap. Turner and Worth are still on base. Is he going to change pitchers again in this game? Aren't they running out of pitchers at some point or another, the Cubs, today? Who do they have left out there? I mean, they got to get through the eighth and ninth inning, too. How many? He took Quintana out. Who's that coming in? Is he bringing in Davis already? He is. This is craziness. I mean, they're in the seventh inning. Isn't he their closer? Mafia, what the hell's going on? They're going to let this guy pitch? They think he can pitch two and a third?
You know what? Man's played that kind of card before. I mean, never that far. But, I mean, he was stretching out your boy Chapman last year. So it doesn't surprise me that he's going to go that far that early.
That's just absolutely crazy. So in that football game, Philadelphia wins it 28-23. Bottom line is this team has been incredible. And they went on the road. They're now 5-1, 3-1 away. Wentz threw 3 touchdown passes tonight. Lights out. .110 rating. He got sacked 3 times, but he threw no picks. Whereas Newton threw 3 picks and was sacked twice. And his rating was 48.5. He was terrible in this football game. I thought he played terrible. 28-52. The other guy was 16-30. Wentz. 222 yards, 7.5 average, 3 TDs. He was just lighting it up. Zach Ertz caught 2 touchdowns. Aguilar caught a touchdown. Alshon Jeffrey had a good game, 71 yards on 4 catches. Aguilar had the TD and 4 catches. Hollins had a couple of catches. Ertz, like I said, 2 touchdowns. He got every guy in on it. Johnson, Barner, Burton, Smith, they all caught passes in the game. You know, Wentz fumbled once. I know that. But they had, you know, Kendricks had a huge game defensively, 12 tackles, 17 total. He was in on. I mean, they did everything. How about Douglas with a pick? Mills with a pick. Robinson with a pick. So, very impressive, if you ask me, the way they're playing football right now. And Carolina was playing great. They fall to 4-2, surprisingly 1-2 at home. Now, here's Zimmerman with runners on first and second. I mean, you talk about needing a home run worse than ever. He's one of the guys that can do it.
I think the only guy they have left besides John Lackey is Justin Wilson, the bullpen. They've used everybody else. And Wilson pitched yesterday because they already lose.
Wade Davis has never pitched over an inning, they said, in his life.
They used Lester and Arrieta yesterday, so you can't use them today.
They said he's never had a save over one inning ever in his whole career. And now here he is in the seventh inning with 2 outs. It makes no sense to me. I mean, obviously, they think that with the lead of 9-7, it's obvious that he doesn't believe that they're going to lose this lead or that he needs to use all of his pitchers. That's all there is to it, because he's only got a couple left, you said?
Yeah, I think all he has is Lester and Justin Wilson.
So maybe he brings Lester in. Well, didn't they just use Lester?
Lackey. Lester and Arrieta were yesterday. They have Lackey left.
Lackey is the guy. Would you bring Lackey in?
I don't know. It's tough to put a starter, you know. Starter in relief is bad enough, but to put him in that kind of situation where late innings, pressure on, I don't know if I like him in that situation.
So, Zimmerman has hit home runs before. In game 2, he hit one late in the game.
He could be saving Lackey, too, in case, God forbid, they come back and tie the game up and you go into extra innings where you need a guy who could pitch a couple innings in a row. That might be why he hasn't used Lackey yet.
If they have to go, let's say they were to tie the game in the eighth or ninth, I don't know what they would do, the Cubs. They have no pitchers. They're not going to win the game. They've run out of pitchers.
Yeah.
He swung and missed. So there you go. Zimmerman with just a pathetic at bat. I mean, was that not the worst swing you've ever seen in your life? What a pathetic swing that was. What was that? Was that like a wiffle ball swing, or was that a golf swing? What was he golfing?
I think he was completely fooled.
What was that? Oh my God, how terrible is this team? Unbelievable. Oh my God, I can't even watch them. I'm getting sick to my stomach just watching this team. I really am. I don't really understand. Anyway, whatever. I just can't even. I can't even watch them. They make me sick to my stomach. They really do. Watching this Nationals team just lose every year. I mean, I honestly, it's to the point where you could never bet on this team again as long as you live, right? I mean, they're so awful. Why would you ever bet on them ever again? I'm done with them. I'm done. I'll never bet on them again ever as long as I live.
And they suck you in every time. They always make you think they're going to get it done this year.
And they never do.
They really are the Capitals of baseball.
They absolutely never do it. They are the worst organization. I don't care what you say about how good they are, front office, team, roster, players, everything. All they do is lose in the playoffs, and that's all there is to it.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.